Party Like It's 99% by Nick Cooper. There is no recipe book for creating phenomena. Occupy Wall Street and its message happen to catch on and become familiar to Americans because of a confluence of socio-political factors, but activists are rarely so lucky. Now, Occupy Wall Street is at the end of an initial run, during which even the corporate media gave us substantial coverage. Despite our success, it would be foolish to assume that whatever we happen to do next will make an equally large splash. The system constantly develops counter-tactics to protect itself. Whether we write letters, march, hold teach-ins, or initiate civil disobedience, we find ourselves ignored, and sometimes arrested. As Occupy Wall Street took off, many Americans saw for the first time the tactic of occupation, and heard for the first time the message of the 99% against corporate corruption of democracy. Before the system could generate a counter-tactic, Occupy Wall Street had gone viral. Whatever next step we take, we want to cut through and have effect. Some are suggesting we create a new political party or brand existing candidates as representing the 99%. However, the system already has counter-tactics in place for third parties, such as impossible petition requirements, two-party lockdown on debates, and astronomical campaign budgets. Like the Zapatistas so wisely have done, we should avoid the pitfalls of transforming our movement into a party. Van Jones is attempting to co-opt Occupy Wall Street energy, channeling it towards the Democrats and the 2012 Obama campaign. This would amount to joining the very corruption we oppose. Others are talking about a 99% party or an Occupy party. Creating a new party and fighting for ballot access is no easy matter. The Green Party has been promoting a message against corporate corruption of democracy for decades and has developed infrastructure for navigating the system. The suggestion that Occupy Wall Street ignore the Greens and start its own party seems based on the unrealistic assumption that whatever we do, it will necessarily become a phenomenon. I don't think that the forces that happen to come together to make Occupy Wall Street catch on would come into play around any new political party or candidate. Building on our strengths, we should look for innovative, surprising, and inspiring public actions. The only new political parties I think Occupy Wall Street should create would consist of making music and dancing, in public and in the corridors of power.